quiet time episode now. Okay.
That's right. We're doing the quiet time episode.
You have to be quiet.
We just finished up with the Holocaust episode.
You just stay quiet.
So now we're going to do a quiet time episode.
Do we whisper?
Yeah.
Yes.
It is quiet time, Christy.
You don't want to wake up the baby.
Okay.
Be quiet. Sorry. Baby's not even here. I have to tell you, Zach, your house is a lot more peaceful without a crying baby.
Yeah.
I'm glad you guys did something about that this time.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
We try.
We found a babysitter.
I appreciate that.
We found a babysitter.
Even though we're talking about our baby.
And whose baby?
Mine and Jamie's.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, yeah, welcome to Quiet Time, which is actually the second half of the Holocaust.
Oh, you almost did it. You almost did it.
Hey, the Holocaust, all we're missing is you. Stop talking about Holocaust. It's not Holocaust.
The second episode, or the second half of the Holocaust / the Popcast / Quiet Time. Podcast /
the badcast
/ the penis cast / the anal sex cast / the
I'm starting to wonder if
we're gonna do the laugh cast and it's only gonna be laughing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That'd be fun. Yeah.
All different kinds of laughing. That's all it's gonna be.
All different kinds of
laughing. But this is quiet time right now.
Oh, well, everybody be quiet.
You lost,
Jamie.
Only one person's supposed to talk at a time.
Really?
Yes.
Do we have, like, a stick to pass or something? Like, it's your turn to share.
We probably should do that. Because there was one point in a little while ago where, like, you two were having a conversation. And Zach were having a conversation.
And we were, it's
great because the mic is omnidirectional. So
that's
like
right.
Somebody could be like, I want to listen to them more. Yeah. They're being funny over you two who are really loud.
I'll keep this one in stereo. Maybe they'll be able to adjust their settings. They'll only hear one side.
Yeah, the left side only, please.
Yeah.
I don't listen to those assholes. I listen to those women talking.
Yeah.
Well, you never know. Maybe somebody was sitting there like, oh my God, my vagina is big.
Really?
Let's listen to what they're saying. I do have that complex.
Really? Big vagina complex. I'm sorry to keep hashing that.
You never know.
But it's a weird thing, you know? I mean, big vagina.
It was a topic because, I mean, if you look it up on the internet.
It's there.
There's a lot of groups where women were like, how do I know if mine is not big? Is it big? Is it small?
That's weird because like women worry about that too.
Is
just like men worry about their wiener.
I wouldn't say just like. I wouldn't say just like.
What do you mean?
It's not quite the same. I mean,
I'm sure women worry like
how
do
they
gain a time now?
But they're not like they're not comparing vaginas and like mine's bigger than yours.
They're comparing them opposite.
Bigger.
They're comparing them opposite, like mine may be tighter than yours.
Theirs is more like mine's more normal, and yours is just fucked up.
Right.
Yeah, but is there like a standard, like, this is a normal size? You hear what, 6.5 is normal penis size? Yeah. You've never heard there is a normal vagina size. Like, your vagina should not be bigger than 3 inches long, you know? Yeah. Like, what?
3 inches long?
Yeah, like if you're measuring
vagina?
top to bottom.
Okay.
You know?
Oh, all right.
So we're talking
I was thinking
like
outwards. Like
your vulva? The area that you're looking at.
If there was a clitoris hanging 3 inches long, that's a penis.
Oh, well, that's totally separate.
And you know, when they get like that, they look like penises. Have you ever seen that?
Uh-huh. I've seen
that. That's fucking crazy.
I've seen it. Yeah.
You shut everybody down.
I just laid time
that.
Well, she
asked
me today. She asked me today because we do this all the time. You know, like, would you have sex with her for $1 million? Would you have sex with him for $1 million? Well, I do it, yeah. And then she's like, would you have sex with a lady boy for $1 million? And I'm like, well, I mean, it depends. I mean, but it's $1 million. If it was a hot lady boy, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, even if it had a penis, I mean, yeah, if it's a hot lady boy, sure, $1 million. I would hope she would be mad at me if I wouldn't. You know what I mean? It's $1 million. You know how much that could help us? How much? Like, all I got to do is do a lady boy in the butt for $1 million.
And why would you have such a problem with penises anyway? You've had a penis your entire life.
Yeah, but there's something about fucking something with a penis.
Isn't that weird, though?
There is that.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Yeah.
I don't fuck things with penises.
There is that game of kill, fuck, marry.
What is that?
Where yeah. you give them three different
stories. Oh, yeah, like Oprah.
Yeah, and you're like, one, these one, three. Yeah. Who would you kill, who would you fuck, and who would you marry?
Yeah.
Like, that's a legitimate game. Like,
oh, sure.
Maybe we should do that instead yeah. of, would you sleep with this person?
Yeah, that's a good quiet time subject. Kill, fuck, marry.
Kill, fuck, marry, yeah.
Right?
I'm or would you rather?
You like to do game shows.
Or would you rather? Would you rather is a good one,
oh, well,
too.
here's a good round of KFM. Cameron Diaz, Angelina Jolie, and Lindsay Lohan. Go, Jonathan.
Wait, okay, this is KFM.
Kill Lindsay Lohan.
All right, kill, fuck, marry. Shush.
Definitely this kill is Lindsay Jonathan. Lohan.
Is there a pin around here that works?
What's that you got in your hand?
That one works.
It works.
Broke it.
All right, who are we talking about now?
Cameron Diaz.
Angelina
Jolie. And Lindsay Lohan.
Look at your writing.
Who would
dude.
You kill, fuck, or marry?
It's good sometimes.
You have beautiful writing.
Oh, that's beautiful?
Look at that. It's like a, look at this. It's like a chick wrote it.
Sorry, let me look.
That is not good handwriting.
That's pretty writing. Look at this, Cameron. Look at that.
Oh, wow, that's pretty.
With a sea
really?
Of swirlies. Yeah, you don't want
to
see
We need a camera
mine.
For somebody
that's
to
terrible.
See
That's terrible. I
you
want yours right here.
You don't want to see mine. Yeah, and it's terrible.
Look at mine. Right here underneath mine.
Look at how preschooler wrote it.
No, it does not.
It's really not that bad, actually.
No, it's not.
Really, it's not?
No.
Oh, okay,
kind of
good.
Similar
yours is
I know,
pretty.
Right? That's what I was thinking. Like.
His is definitely prettier. And who else?
Anyway, Lindsay Lohan.
All right. So this is...
This is a great quiet time episode, everybody.
This is.
I'm just saying.
All right.
I'd say kill Lindsay Lohan.
This was for me. She pointed to me. She's not pointing to you. You're going to get your
Yeah,
own.
This was Jonathan.
Okay.
Ow!
She bit me.
Put your finger
on
my face.
All right.
Charlie bit me.
Charlie bit me.
Oh, God, I don't know. Cameron's going to have to be Mary.
You think?
Really?
Yeah, I would give that. Angelina's fucked.
I don't want to hang out with Angelina Jolie or Lindsay Lohan.
That's why you fuck Angelina.
Right, exactly.
You fuck Angelina, you kill Lohan.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's an easy
that's
one.
That's exactly where I was going to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
definitely.
Because you had a really difficult time and you should have shut up.
Yeah, you should.
Me?
Yeah, you didn't have the, what do we have the name of the stick that you don't have
yeah,
right
now? Oh, the talking stick.
Grab that green thing back there.
Oh, yeah.
There we go.
Here's the talking leprechaun. Jonathan, you have it.
All right.
Okay.
Well,
explain to us.
I mean, honestly, that's how it would have gone anyway. Cameron married because I would much rather hang out with Cameron Diaz.
Yeah.
Than the other two. Angelina Jolie, I mean, yeah, fuck her. Lindsay Lohan killed because she's the worst out of the three.
All right, well,
I mean,
let's
she's
talk
really terrible. She's terrible.
It's your turn again. So we got, So, Cinderella.
So I'm getting a do-over.
Cinderella. Yeah,
because Zach fucked me up.
Yeah, because Zach fucked you up.
Sorry,
and
I fuck everything up.
Here,
but it's okay,
me.
Though. It's okay, though.
I hate that I fuck everything up.
It's okay, though, Zach.
Do you really need to write them down?
Kato. Kato Kayla?
Uh-oh.
It just helps me remember who we're talking about.
Oh, I there forget, we go. Here.
I want to forget who we're talking about.
Which is
oh, okay.
Happened.
All right, Cinderella.
Cinderella.
Uh-huh.
Ariel.
Ariel.
Snow White.
Ooh, Ariel. Fuck.
Shush.
Ariel. Fuck.
Ariel the mermaid?
Yeah. When she turned into a human? Remember?
Yeah, that is true.
She was fucking hot, man. That was
that
a hot
true.
Redhead. Come on.
That is true. But.
I'm sorry.
In her mermaid form.
In her mermaid form.
I'm going to have to kill. I'm going to have to kill Ariel.
Really?
Really?
Because we cook her up and eat her.
How do you know, though?
Well, if it were the end
fish
of the world,
vagina, at least
half
have you ever had sex with a fish?
No.
I mean, that vagina might be banging.
No, but I've eaten fish.
Yeah?
And fish tastes good.
So do vaginas.
When you fry it up and eat it.
So do vaginas.
Not always.
For the most part.
Well, they're same thing you awesome. Said about fish, because they're not always good either. So...
Not true, but for the most part, vaginas are pretty awesome.
So, in conclusion, fish and vaginas are very similar.
No, not true.
Because
I'm not a big fish fan, but I'm a huge vagina fan.
Snow White, I might marry Snow White because she sleeps a lot. And Cinderella, I mean...
I don't know nothing about her. I know she can clean.
I'll fuck
she cleans good, right?
Actually, this no, 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 no. Let's change this.
Hold on. No. Wait. I'm going to fuck Cinderella because she has to be home by midnight.
It's true. She'd be out your hair.
Oh, there you go.
Okay.
So you bust a nut and she's out your hair.
That's right. So there's my sexist FKM.
All right.
Let's pass the talking leprechaun to you because this one's good.
Talking leprechaun goes to Zach.
It's your turn.
Okay.
Get ready.
Yeah. Got it. Do I need a pen? Do I need a pen for this?
I don't know.
That's up to you. That's your choice.
Yeah, I need a pen for this.
That was just to help me out.
Okay, go ahead.
Marry, fuck, or kill?
Huh?
Lindsay Lohan. Paris Hilton.
Oh, God.
Holy shit.
Good one already. Nikki Hilton.
Oh, fuck.
Wait, Nikki Hilton's Paris' kid?
Sister.
Okay, if I'm going to marry, it's out of all these, it's going to be Lindsay Lohan. Because she likes to get high and drunk and shit, so we get along. You know? We get along fine.
I think the Hiltons do, too. Maybe not Nikki so much anymore, but
Paris, they're fucking stupid.
Yeah.
They're stupid.
That is true.
They're fucking stupid. Lindsay Lohan is probably stupid, but she's less stupid than the Hilton kid, yeah. Right?
How do you know?
So, I don't know. I'm guesstimating. Okay.
And
so,
at least at one point, Lindsay Lohan looked pretty good.
Oh, yeah, she did. Like, I don't think the Parent Trap when she was 10.
Or Mean Girls. She looked pretty good in Mean Girls.
Yeah.
She was a hot 10-year-old.
She was
hot 10-year-old.
That was right by me. I didn't realize how fucked up a thing you just said.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, Lindsay Lohan.
So that's Mary.
Lindsay Lohan, I'm going to marry. Because she likes to get high and drunk. Paris Hilton. I would say probably kill. I would kill Paris Hilton.
Mm-hmm.
And then Nikki Hilton, I would fuck. Right? Nikki Hilton's never done anything to me to make me hate her.
Have any of them done anything to
you? Yeah, they have. They have.
Not to them personally, but to the world in general.
Yeah, to the world in general.
Paris
Hilton has.
Yes.
Paris Hilton has ruined the fucking world with her stupid reality shows with Nicole Richie and all that bullshit.
Which she totally turned her life around.
Who did?
Nicole Richie.
Oh, yeah. Nicole, well, still, we're talking about Paris Hilton.
Yeah, but, you know.
And she's a dumb fucking bitch.
Nikki Hilton. All Nikki Hilton did, she stepped into the spotlight with Paris in the beginning. But after that, she just stepped back out and she became a businesswoman.
Like, Paris is an idiot. Someone I just, like, own thing.
So she just went around, I mean, just owning hotels and shit.
So, yeah, definitely fuck Nikki, right? Kill Paris. Marry Lindsay.
I don't know. I'd have to disagree with you on...
I'd marry Nikki?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
And fuck Lindsay. Really?
Yeah, well, if you're limited to those three, and obviously, if you had to pick the best of the three to marry, I'd go with Nikki.
Uh-huh. And this is based on a hypothetical situation.
The bad thing is, I don't know much about Nikki Hilton, though. That's the problem.
Exactly.
All you need to know, though, is that she's extremely loaded and continuing to be more and more so.
It's like Lindsay.
Lindsay, she's broke.
Up with Lindsay?
She's broke.
She's broke.
Yeah.
Like, Lindsay tries to sue everyone that even... Like, I'm sure if she heard this conversation right now, she'd have a lawsuit on all of us.
Probably so.
Like,
really?
Lindsay. And you're... Yeah, you remember. What commercial was that? With the
with... Eat Holmes.
Yeah. When he, like... Yeah. Like the drunk on the milk thing.
Yeah, I do remember that.
Lindsay's been drunk. And she tried suing them because of that.
What?
Mm-hmm. Like... Seriously, and get over yourself. Like, people can't say the name Lindsay. Yeah.
Right.
You own it.
At least with Nikki Hilton, as long as you're married to her, you're going to be taken care of.
That's right.
Your life.
True.
Yeah, you are. Yeah. It doesn't matter what happens. Yeah. You know, I mean, the Hiltons are going to be taken care of.
So are you changing your answer to that?
I don't know.
He's not required to, just because we have our
own. I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think I'm going to.
All right.
Good.
Yeah. I mean, I don't even know what that says right next to Lindsay Lohan, but...
Mary.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like a little tiny...
It says Mary.
In an air.
It says Mary, Mary, kill, and fuck.
See, I can make out kill and fuck because we're playing Mary, kill, fuck, or kill, Mary, fuck, or kill, fuck, Mary. But that does not look like Mary.
My parents found Twitter again today.
But that's all right.
Did they? They changed their name?
They just tweeted me. I don't even...
But yeah, I mean, that's just a tough one.
So
that's a tough
one. That was a tough one.
That was a tough one.
Yeah.
Who else? What are we going to do now? Are we going to play some more?
It's just, whose turn now? Jamie's?
Jamie's.
We need to
fuck, Mary, kill.
Kill, fuck, Mary.
Kill, fuck, Mary. Who's Jamie's? Come on now. Okay. Timothy Oliphant.
Okay.
It's a good one?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one, right?
Yeah.
Jensen.
Jensen Ackles?
Okay. Jensen Ackles.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Who else?
And Jared.
No.
Jared Fettel.
You can't do two from the same show. You can't do two from the same show.
What?
You can't.
Who made those rules?
I did just now, but it's not fair to do two from the same show.
That is true.
Well, you know what I'm saying? We got to do another one.
Yeah, really. You just had sisters.
That's
but they're not on the same show.
They're still sisters.
Yeah, but
these
still,
are just playing mothers.
Yeah, they're playing.
Yeah, that is kind of a great
okay,
area.
Okay, all right. Well, let's go then. All right. Who we got? Timothy Oliphant.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Jensen.
Jensen Ackles.
Jared Padalecki.
Okay. I killed Jared Padalecki.
You kill him?
Yeah. Why is that? Why would you kill Jared?
I don't know. I don't like him.
I agree.
I like him. I think he's kind of whiny. He's whiny on Supernatural.
Super whiny.
Yeah. Probably marry Timothy and then fuck Jensen.
That's good. Yeah.
Really?
Gosh, yeah.
Yeah, those are good choices.
Well, Timothy's choices. Like settled, you know.
Yeah. I'm like, Timothy's older. He's
like in his 40s. Uh-huh. He's settled down.
Yeah.
He's fucking.
Is he really that old?
Yeah, yeah, he's in his 40s. Yeah. Wow. He's a fucking jam up looking, great looking dude, you know? Yeah. I mean, yeah, I agree with you completely. That was a no brainer. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you did give her an easy one.
I'm sorry I gave you such an easy one. Okay, now Chrissy Pop. Let's give her one.
Yeah.
Can throw a girl in there with hers.
You could have done that with
Jamie. Chick.
She's so in the chick.
And Jamie's not?
Are you not in chicks?
Huh?
You're in the chicks too?
Sure.
Okay.
She's a chick.
Yeah, look, let's push it. You go over there toward her.
Love it.
Go over there and make out.
Chicks are always into other chicks.
That's true. I would be into chicks if I was a chick.
Yeah.
Because they're like skin smooth.
Yeah.
Their lips are nice.
Yeah,
and they have good breath. We had this conversation yesterday.
And they just empirically.
I'm like boobs. Soft lips.
Yeah. I mean, for real.
They're just empirically better looking in general.
Right. Yeah. I don't want like no old nasty old greasy cock flopping on my face. You know what I mean? Seriously. But like a big old, you know.
Just, I think this has totally like gone out of the quiet time.
No, it hasn't. It hasn't gone out of a quiet time. We talk about anything, whatever.
Our description does say sometimes sex. So.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Yeah, sure. Absolutely. But you know, like penises are just gross. They're gross. And they're greasy and nasty looking. Vaginas are always beautiful.
I kind of disagree. I don't think cocks are gross. I don't want to do anything.
Really?
I don't want to do anything with them. But, I mean, I grew up with a cock. I'm not.
No, I don't think they're gross. I play with mine. It's fine.
Exactly. So.
But it's not. I don't want to play with no other man's
cock.
Well,
no. But that's, yeah.
You know, like if I had a vagina, I'd want to play with a lot of other vaginas. You know what I mean? Like vaginas are just great.
They really are.
They're great. See, here he agrees. They're great, aren't they?
That's two guys coming from. It's like we were both born with vaginas, so we like have our own vaginas.
Right.
So we're not like.
Oh,
it's
the same thing.
But
the same thing, though.
It's the same with you two, where you're like, I have a cock and you have a cock, but I don't want to see your cock. Yeah. It's the same thing.
I don't know. Vaginas are just great.
Now, I feel that way about
right?
boobs.
Right? I mean, they're just great.
They
not
are.
Yeah. It's like boobs. Show me boobs.
Yeah, boobs
like
are awesome.
Boobs.
I like boobs too.
Boobs.
Who doesn't
I
like boobs?
Feel on boobs?
I like them, but
keep
I mean,
your vagina
not a big
to
deal
yourself.
To me.
You know what?
Boobs are not a big deal to me.
Really?
Yeah.
I love some boobs.
I'm more down the lower end. I'm more of an ass and leg man.
Oh, me too. Me too. And you can ask her about that. I'm the same
Don't
way. But I still like boobs.
But
then again, it's still like a big mouthful of boobs.
But then again, maybe it's just because I've had boobs my whole life, too, so I'm kind of bored with boobs.
Me too. Me too. We've been fat boob man
yeah.
our whole life.
And I've yet to see a pair that are as nice as mine, so.
Oh, shit.
No offense, Jamie, but I mean, come on, you've seen these.
No, they're good. They're good. I have, too.
Remember when Joey would be like, push them together.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, and he'd go, he'd cover up like the rest of me and just
yeah,
like,
I know, that was creepy.
Oh my god.
It's creepy now.
It is hot.
He knew like a funny. Jacket and a long sleeve shirt and a shirt.
It was cold here earlier because Zach was like, sit it at 40, I'm so hot.
But no,
Let's
seriously. Seriously though, I'm a boob dude. You know, I'm a boob guy.
All right, so we got to come.
Oh, yeah.
We got to come up with people for Christy.
I like boobs.
Okay, we've established.
Okay, hey, everybody sorry. Likes boobs. I mean, I doubt there's anybody in the world that's going to say, I don't like boobs.
But if you don't, please do email somebody or like contact us.
Yeah, email us at quiettalk101@gmail.com.
That you don't like boobs.
Or just tweet us.
That would be weird. Nobody. How could somebody tweet us or email us they don't like boobs? Who the fuck doesn't like boobs?
Exactly. It's not
exactly,
happen.
But I'm curious.
But
like,
if there is somebody,
there.
Yeah, tweet us or email
yes,
us.
Yes, please. Let us know.
And the first time I saw hers with piercings in them, you know? Again, I hope I can say that because her boobs are pierced.
Jamie's aren't pierced because she's too vanilla.
Too vanilla?
What?
What do you mean?
That would be weird breastfeeding with.
Yeah, that's why.
That would be weird right now. Yeah,
that's why I tell her. I'm like, if you get pregnant, you're gonna have to breastfeed. Like three holes will be squirting milk out.
Well, I read about that.
That might be better for the baby.
Before I got them pierced, I was like, is it bad to do it? And they're actually like, no, it's okay because where it's pierced, it opens up the gland.
Yeah,
so
you get more out.
You get more milk out. So I was like,
the first time I tore her shirt off, you know, I was like, yeah, boobs with rings in them.
You just went and tore.
Yes, it did. Whatever.
Don't just go around ripping people's shirts open.
I do that.
You
know,
always hear that song.
Shirts cost money.
That song where it's like, grab somebody sexy, tell them it. You're like, you can't do that.
You can't just grab somebody sexy.
No.
No, okay, I didn't rip it off. I took it off.
You end up doing community service.
I took it off. And I was like, look at these.
I
was like, look at these giant boobs with piercings in them. This is great. You know? Is that fine? That's okay?
Yeah,
that's
good.
Is that okay to talk about? Are you comfortable with everybody knowing that?
Well, I mean, obviously I'm comfortable with the fact that I had to take my boobs out and let somebody some man stab needles through them.
Yeah.
So.
And why would you even get them pierced and not want to tell anyone? I mean, it's not like he was going around telling me I got my nipples pierced.
She didn't tell me. She didn't tell me. I had to take her shirt off to find out.
I know, but I mean, why would she be ashamed about it?
No, she's not.
Well, I've had them done since I was like 18, so, you know, I mean, I've had them done now.
They're pretty high. It's pretty high.
So okay. It's kind of like if I took them out, when I take them out to clean them and all, it's like, that's weird. Like, I have to put them back in because they're such a part of me that. It's weird if I don't have them in.
They're part of your boobies.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's like, pretty awesome. My nipples look weird if I don't have them in, because I'm so used to them.
Right.
So.
And I buy her nipple rings on her birthday.
We need three people for her.
She had three people, yeah. Yeah, we do. Yeah.
Yep.
Yes.
Who is it?
Shia LaBeouf.
Oh, that's not, you don't even really care about him, do you?
Hey, it's still part of the game.
But that's not a tough one, though.
Depending on who my other two are.
Yeah, see, we don't know that.
Okay.
We're just coming up with three people.
Okay, well, let's go ahead.
I can't think of anybody.
Shia LaBeouf. I don't know how the fuck to say his name.
I don't either.
Tatum Channing.
Oh, Channing Tatum.
Channing Tatum.
You do the same thing I do every time.
Channing Tatum.
I'm like, look, there's Tatum Channing. She's like, Channing Tatum.
I mean, both those names are still
Mark Wahlberg. Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah. All right, yeah, all right.
Let's okay, go. Clearly we're okay. Killing Shia LaBeouf.
Mark Wahlberg.
Well, let's take Shia LaBeouf out then.
Let's take him out.
We got Channing Tatum.
Yeah. Chris Caraba.
Oh.
Who's that?
The lead
Dashboard Confessional.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right, well, let's go
Chris
with
Chris Caraba.
Yeah.
Channing Tatum. Who else?
Who was the other one?
Mark Wahlberg. This is a difficult.
Yeah, there you go. That's what we aim for. Difficult.
Oh crap.
Uh
huh. God. Well.
God is not. No,
God is not here.
God might help me right now.
Hold him here. Put him right here.
Okay.
Yeah.
What? Okay. So.
Channing Tatum. You know.
Fuck Channing Tatum.
Yeah, obviously.
I'm sorry, but I'd have to marry Mark Wahlberg and kill Chris Caraba.
Really?
Yeah.
You'd marry really?
Yeah. It's that whole older man.
Yeah.
He's just.
I understand
I
that.
I can see that.
You know, you got to go with that. And, like, I'm sorry.
And he's a good looking
Chris
dude.
He's hot, but Chris weighs like 90 pounds, and I just can't really
You don't
see
like little tiny guys,
do so, you? Know, kill him. Shane would be a good fuck, I think. And then you gotta marry Mark.
She's pretty rough. She doesn't like little guys. She'll break them. You know?
Now, if you gave that to Jamie, it might be a different scenario.
No, I think she'd agree with all of it. Yeah. I think that's about right. Yeah. Have you seen Donnie's new show, Chicago's Finest or whatever?
Donnie who?
Donnie Wahlberg. Fucking good show, man. It's like most of the cop shows, reality cop shows that are stupid.
Uh-huh.
This one's fucking good. It's really good. You should check it out. I think it comes on TBS, maybe. Is that a channel, TBS?
Yeah.
That is a channel.
Yeah. I think it comes on there, like late at night.
I think this might be a good time right now, before I forget. Yeah. Since you're so hammered.
I'm not that hammered.
I'm about
normal. This is my normal state.
Since you so often call me a lightweight,
mm-hmm.
I'm challenging you right now, officially, yep. on this episode of the Quiet Time Podcast.
Good.
With Jamie and Christy both as witnesses.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
I'm challenging you to a drink off.
Yeah, yes. sure.
Right Let's now, do it. At this moment?
No, not right now.
No, we don't have enough liquor.
There's not enough liquor.
Coffee
yeah.
Bloods?
No, nice. Chicago's finest.
Oh, why isn't that on here?
Yeah, sure. I'm down.
All right.
I'm down. Let's do it.
Mm-hmm. You choose your liquor, I choose mine, or we just drink the same thing?
We drink the same thing.
All right, we'll drink the same
Keep
thing.
Keep it straight across the board.
All right.
We're even going to measure that motherfucker.
Maybe All right, that's fine, yeah.
Liquor. Yeah.
Yeah.
What, yeah, okay.
We'll do vodka.
Vodka?
I hate vodka.
Well, I'm not a vodka man. You don't get pulled over this.
Yeah, well, yeah, what the fuck?
We'll do rum. Rum?
How about tequila?
Tequila's fine.
All right, let's
I'll do tequila.
Cabo Wabo.
I can drink, no.
We're going to have a Cabo Wabo.
Nah, we're going to do like a fucking, what's the cheap one?
No, fuck the cheap one. We're going to get the good shit. Y'all want to do a drink off.
Can we do Patron?
Cabo Wabo is better.
I'd rather, no, it's not.
Have you
Patron?
Had it? Patron?
Nothing's better than Patron. Really? Seriously. You're Why a Patron fan. Patron? Okay, we'll do Patron.
Silver?
Yeah, of course.
Jonathan?
Yeah.
Need feedback from Jonathan.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
Just straight up
it's
clear.
Not a Zach hour.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. Yeah, I'm down for whatever.
Okay.
It's the quiet time.
Other than vodka.
This is the Jonathan quiet.
Yeah. You think tall and blonde as he is, he would be down with some vodka because he's pretty Eastern European looking.
I don't know. For me, it's just that, like I said, it's that coated feeling that your esophagus gets from vodka.
But the Bernays didn't do that to you.
The Bernays did not. No. You're absolutely right. Mm-hmm. If we did vodka, it would have to be the Bernays because that's
Bernays
the
is
one
good, man. I
that
mean,
I've
it's
had
cheap
that
and it's good.
Do
yeah. But we'll do tequila. Yeah. That's fine.
Well, it could be tequila or rum. We could even flip a coin on it. Whatever.
Yeah.
We could come up with a game or something to play so we can actually.
I'd rather do tequila because I mix rum with drinks.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like rum's always a mixer for me. Tequila's a shot.
Yeah.
I don't mix tequila with anything. I just do shots of tequila. You know what I mean?
So, what did you say, Jamie? You have to do what?
Come up with a game.
Yeah,
so that way we can see the vocal progression of the show.
Yeah.
Like, who sounds more fucked up?
Well, we'll be talking anyway. I mean, we'll be doing a podcast, so we'll have to talk.
Exactly, but it'd be fun to see, can you sound normal? Or do you sound like your tongue has taken over your mouth?
Okay, so yeah, you're not talking about like a drinking game type thing. Because I think for this, I think we should just be straight up drinking. Like at a certain amount of time, every once in a while, we just take a shot.
Well, we can do that.
Yeah, we'll start out completely sober.
Yeah.
We'll start the podcast.
That might be difficult for you.
Go 24 hours without drinking.
Oh, man, I can't do that.
Yeah, you can.
Okay, 12 hours.
But, yeah, maybe 5 or 6. Yeah. But I guarantee I'll be sober when it starts. You know? And then we'll
unlike
drink
right
through
now.
It. No, of course, unlike right now.
Yeah, so. That'll be fun.
Yeah, that'll be a good one.
Yeah, it's going to be a great one.
Maybe Jeremy Robinson will talk to us while we're doing that.
No, let's not do that.
Yeah, we'll have to keep up with diet for the day to make sure they've eaten.
Yeah, because we definitely have to eat. But or maybe we should fast before it.
I don't know, man. Because then we'll both just be... Because when you do that...
That's how I've been the past 3 days. I haven't eaten anything.
But when you do that, it's good at first. But then if you drink enough, you just feel like shit, you know?
So we'll have a pizza liquor party.
Pizza liquor. Yeah. We'll get Pizza Hut the slider pizzas. You seen those?
Okay, yeah, that'll work.
Have y'all tried those yet?
Not yet, no.
Man, they look fucking good, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
They're like little donut pizzas.
They're like little personal pans. It's like a box.
Like smaller than a personal pan.
Yeah, they're like little donuts. Filled with pizza.
He could eat it in one bite, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, I could. If I'm not taking prednisone. Because I'm telling you, man, this shit, like... I'm like, damn, who's looking for diet pills? Because this is the best shit ever.
Yeah.
You know? It's like, get a fucking back injury and take some prednisone. You won't eat for, like, a week or two.
Yeah, I have to make him eat.
Yeah, like today I got a Big Mac. She got those fucking fish bites from McDonald's.
Were they good?
They were terrible. Don't eat them ever.
Are they terrible? Yeah. Somebody else told me today they were good.
No, they were gross.
They were gross?
Okay, well, maybe it's the one on Broad Street. They were terrible.
Maybe so.
So she got her fish bites, and I got a Big Mac. Just a Big Mac. Just a sandwich, you know, because I was like, I'm not hungry. But I need to eat something, you know. I ate like 3 bites off of it, and then gave it to her because her fish bites were terrible.
I used to eat 2 of those between class.
Big Macs? Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're great.
Hey, now we're talking about McDonald's food. What are we doing here? I got a cramp in my leg.
That's fine. We're talking about McDonald's food. That's why I'm talking about McDonald's food. And I was telling her today, like, there's not much better fast food wise than a fucking Big Mac.
No,
there's really not.
I disagree. I don't really care for Big Mac.
Really?
Exactly. Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
Well, the patty is like a slice of paper.
That's fine.
It has no flavor.
It does.
And then they don't put any. It's like the bottom slice of bread has nothing on it.
Yeah.
And then they load it with a lot of lettuce and their Thousand Island dressing, and then a patty, and then another slice of bread with nothing on it, and then another patty with some lettuce and Thousand Island with pickles, and then a dry piece of bread again. So it's like there's no flavor.
Do you all eat patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun?
I think they forgot the cheese today. But I mean, I take it home and I'm like, I need mayonnaise. I gotta dress the sandwich. I usually have
ketchup put on it.
It's too dry.
If it were gonna be a McDonald's burger, for me, it'd have to be a quarter pounder.
They're good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
They're good.
Yeah, they're damn good.
Have you had their onion, what's the one, the cheese onion thing that they're like the artisan burgers
or bacon cheddar onion.
Yeah. They're burgers that nobody ever gets them, I don't think, because they're like number 15 and 16s on the menu. You know? Mm-hmm. They're kind of like the lost menu items. Man, but some of their shit is fucking good now. Like, and most people just get Big Macs and double cheeseburgers.
Yeah,
they don't ever get there.
Just bypass McDonald's and go to Checkers.
Yeah, Checkers is the fucking bomb, dude. Yeah, y'all eat Checkers?
Yeah, fuck yeah. Well, I mean, I haven't in a long time, but when I worked in Florence, I did.
I'm glad they opened one here because it's like, oh my god,
it took forever.
The Baconzilla fries
make
you feel like you did something super wrong.
That does sound.
Once
pretty.
You finish
They're
eating,
fries with like ranch and bacon.
Yeah, and cheese.
Like they took like 4 strips of bacon and crumbled it on top of it, and then like an apple cheese.
Once you finish them, you feel like you've done something super wrong.
Like you don't even need a burger after you've had those fries.
They're so filling. Fucking good, and their banana shakes. Oh man!
That one in Florence always had like the same stuff that Hardee's had.
Really?
Yeah, it made me think that they were owned by the same people, but I don't think they are.
No, Checkers and Rally's are the same company, but
I mean they had like the same bacon ranch fries and the cheddar fries at the same time.
Dude, Checkers is the shit.
Their menu almost looked identical.
Yeah, it does. But, I mean, it's like every fucking place.
Oh, my God,
like
their fries are amazing.
Yeah, their fries are... We have a bag of them in the freezer right now, don't we? We do. We have a bag of fucking Checkers fries. You know, they got them in the grocery store, man. Fucking bag of them, throw them in the fryer. Fuck yeah. But I wish we could make them as good as the Baconzilla.
Oh, no.
What's that you're looking at over there?
I pulled up a Fuck, Marry, Kill.
Fuck, Marry, Kill. Oprah, Stedman, and Dr. Phil.
I'm not sure how this one's working, though, so... Need to find a better one.
Yeah, let's play a better game.
But no, I like Fuck, Marry, Kill. Or
me too.
Fuck,
but I love it.
I mean, did y'all watch Saved by the Bell?
Yeah.
Of course.
Okay. Saved by the Bell characters. Lisa.
Who's this for?
Are we playing Fuck, Marry, Kill?
Yeah.
Yeah, alright, so who?
Well, Lisa Kelly or, what's the other one? What's the other one?
It was Elizabeth Berkley.
Zach.
Yeah, Elizabeth Berkley.
Zach.
This is Marple Gosselaar. What?
Slater and Screech. But no.
Well, that's not fair because Slater's already gay.
What?
Mario Lopez. I mean, come on. I know he's married with, like, kids and stuff.
Yeah.
But he's got to be. I mean, that man's too pretty. You know what I mean? Like, he's too pretty in gay acting. He has to be gay.
All right, so this one for me would be Elizabeth Berkley.
Who's that? Which one's that?
Can't think of her name.
No, that's not Elizabeth Berkley. What the fuck am I thinking?
From Striptease?
The tall...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was in Saved by the Bell.
Yeah, but that wasn't her name. Her name wasn't Elizabeth Berkley.
No, that's her real name.
No. That's not Elizabeth Berkley.
It's not?
No, Elizabeth Berkley is a different chick.
Well, who was on I Saved by the Bell?
I'm at Elizabeth... Berkley?
Okay, that's what
maybe it is.
Jesse. Jesse was her name. Yeah, from Striptease.
Yeah.
Jesse, right?
Okay, all
right.
Yeah, that is
which
right.
was Slater's girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got Mark Paul Gosselaar, who was Zach.
Uh-huh. With Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
Tiffany Amber Thiessen, yeah. Which is Kelly, right?
Yeah, it's Lisa.
Well, so who's the Mary? Who's the kill Mary fuck? Who's the kill Mary fuck? Who we got here?
Yeah.
So this, this was for me.
Screech was always after Lisa.
But yeah.
She, not,
and Screech did porn movies. Remember?
He's creepy.
He did right, porn. He did, yeah. Yeah. You want to look it up right now? I'll pull it up.
No.
Watch
no,
the porn.
No, no,
okay.
No.
All right. I don't know if anybody wants to see some Screech cock.
So if he's in anything, he's killed immediately.
So it's Lisa.
Jesse or Kelly?
Jesse or
Lisa
Kelly.
Turtle. Yep. You're definitely going to marry Lisa. Right?
Stop it. This is mine.
Sorry.
I've got the talking leprechaun.
Okay. Sorry. Sorry.
Motherfucker. I'd say for a kill, I'd have to. I don't know. I'd have to go with Elizabeth Berkeley.
Okay.
That's Jesse.
Jesse, yeah. Kill Jesse.
Kelly Palsy.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. So we're going on the characters, right?
Not yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. All
right,
yeah.
The characters. Yeah, definitely, definitely kill Jesse.
Yeah.
Because she was a prude sticking to mud.
She's annoying, yeah. Stuck a bitch.
She's annoying.
Kill her and bury her in a shallow grave.
Fuck
Lisa Turtle?
Yeah.
Shush, it's not your turn.
Yeah, but that's where I was gonna go though. Fuck Lisa Turtle.
Yeah. It was a hot black girl, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I would leave Mary Kelly, because it's Kelly, I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck you, Zach. Not you, Zach.
Kelly Kapowski.
Fuck you, Zach Morris, and your block phone.
Yeah, fucking remember that giant phone you pull out in class?
In middle class, yeah.
Yeah. We're going to dissect some frogs. What? And pull that giant phone. Yeah, I'm crazy.
All right, yeah, I'll meet you in 5 minutes, and then I just walk out of class.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, but definitely, I agree with your decision there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, who's up next? Jamie's up next. Jamie's been sitting over there quietly.
All right.
Well, that's the quiet time.
Yeah, so, for right. Jamie, these will be characters from the hit television show, The Big Bang Theory.
Oh, okay. That's good. That's good. Good one, man.
Yours are...
Good one. Put Kaylee in there.
And I cannot think... the three chicks. Let's just go with three chicks.
Three chicks?
Okay. Three chicks.
Blossom.
Yeah. Oh, that's easy, though.
Yeah, see.
Kaylee.
Of course you're going to fuck Kaylee, right?
Let's let her answer, Zach.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
You're like jumping ahead.
You
I'm
are.
Sorry.
You picked out of this podcast.
I'm sorry, but that's a shoe. That's just an easy one.
It really is an easy one.
Thank you, Jonathan.
Yeah. Okay. So, I would kill Blossom.
Yeah.
Whatever her name is.
Maya Bialik?
Yeah. What's her name? You know it.
Didn't I just say it?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, but I didn't know if it was right.
He's right.
Okay.
Mary the little chick, the blonde hair.
The blonde.
Yeah, I think she's cuter than Kaylee, actually.
Yeah.
Who?
Little Zoo Boy's wife.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, I think she's cuter.
She's a comedian. She's cuter.
Kaylee's hotter.
Cuter, but not hotter.
Kaylee's
yeah,
hotter.
You got it. You got it. Yeah. Thank you.
And then marry the other chick.
Yeah. That's fun to think about. Awesome.
So you fuck Kaylee and marry the other one.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was pretty. I really kind of gave you an easy one, and I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, what?
That really wasn't.
That was an easy one. That's a good one, though. I mean,
yeah.
But it
had to be covered. It had to be addressed.
Yeah, it did. So. Okay. So what about the dudes? Sheldon.
Neither one of you caught it. I threw it up in the air to see who caught it.
Saw it fall.
Whoever. Yeah, you both just like just watch it. Just arc
Sheldon.
Kunal. Who is this for?
This is, I don't know. Whoever.
It's got to be one of you two now. This is.
Oh, okay. All
right. This one's for
Chris. You'll give me one.
The dudes of.
I'm up now, right? Am I up now?
Well, he's got.
Or you're up.
What? It's easier to because you're.
Give one to her.
Well, since we're lazy, what about the guys of Big Bang Theory?
Okay, yeah, the guys.
Yeah, the guys. So there's four guys.
Who we got?
Actually, there is four guys.
There's Stuart. There's Sheldon. There's
let's see.
Okay, we'll do Sheldon.
Raj. Sheldon, Leonard,
and
Kamal. Is it Kamal?
Because I really don't like
Raj.
Raj.
I really don't like the other guy all that much.
The Jew guy.
Yeah, you know who I think should have been his part. The comic book store owner.
Stuart.
Yeah,
Stuart.
He should have been whatever the hell his name is. What is his name on the show?
I don't know.
Stewart.
No, no, not Stewart. The blue Jew kid.
Howard.
Yeah. Howie Wallowitz. Yeah.
Yeah.
Stewart should have been.
Howard. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, Howard's annoying.
So who we got?
Okay, so yeah.
So my three out of...
So yeah, Sheldon,
Sheldon Raj Leonard.
I know this one. This is easy.
Mary Leonard. Kill Raj.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck Sheldon.
Yeah. I knew it. I knew it. Perfect.
Just to see, right?
You know he wouldn't go for it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He'd be the easy one.
But still,
he's
I knew
it. Easy out.
He would just kind of want to do anal, probably.
He'd let you do anal.
Let me do anal?
No, me. With a strap on?
Oh. Okay. Yeah.
Who the fuck are these people?
From Star Trek.
I know, but you're not just going to say these names out loud and people be like, oh yeah.
Deanna Troi?
Deanna Troi. See, that sounds familiar, but I would never be able to play.
I would.
No idea.
Because I watched Star Trek.
Tasha Yar and Beverly Crusher.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember Tasha Yar, but...
Deanna Troi.
Oh,
here we go.
Right.
Here we go. Here's another one.
Okay, is this one mine?
I got a little leprechaun. We gotta do one.
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. I say we go back to real people, though.
Yeah, real people. Let's do real people.
Look at this. Baylor. What the fuck? It shows two different types of hay balers and then some guy.
I don't know, but I got the green monkey leprechaun. So.
Okay.
That's come on. Creepy. You do. I'm looking for. What the fuck is this? Walking, running, skipping? Halfling?
Okay, I would marry walking. I would fuck skipping. And we're rape running.
Fuck skipping.
This is a terrible Mary Fuck Kill website. Okay, here we go.
Which Kardashian?
This one's for Zach. Kim Kardashian, Kendall Kardashian, or Kourtney Kardashian?
Who the fuck is Kendall?
I don't know.
The little sister.
See, she's this like, one's not a good one for me. The only one I know is Kim.
Kim is the only one I know. But
Courtney's the whiny one.
I don't know none of this.
Let's just say kill them all and move on to it.
Yeah, thank you. I don't know any of them. So that's a bad one for me.
Well, I'd go with Kim, Courtney, and Chloe.
There's got to be a better site for this. I just don't know enough people's names to be able to...
Should have never started
us. Okay. John Cusack. James Franco. And who else?
You can't come up with your own.
Yeah.
I am coming one.
You're gonna fuck John Cusack.
Yeah.
Marry James Franco.
Uh huh.
And kill
Oprah Winfrey.
He made it easy on himself.
Okay, done.
That wasn't yours.
Well, give me a good one.
Oh. Megan Fox.
Mm hmm.
The chick that replaced her in the new Transformers.
In Transformers 3 to Blanchett.
Yes.
Olivia Wilde.
I've seen that.
In Olivia Wilde.
There you go.
Three good ones.
Which one's
you
Olivia Wilde?
You've seen the third one.
No, I haven't.
You haven't?
I don't watch those.
So we need a different person. Then.
Olivia Munn.
You don't watch those? I know you
like Olivia
her.
Munn?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so who we got now?
Megan Fox.
Uh-huh.
Olivia Munn.
Mm-hmm.
And
Olivia Wilde.
And Olivia Wilde?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, since it's Zach's turn, I'll tell you what I'm going to do.
I would kill Megan Fox.
Hmm.
I would marry Olivia Munn.
I'm going to show Zach respect and let him.
Okay.
Let him answer.
All right, so.
Dick.
Go ahead.
What? We have Olivia Munn.
Yeah.
Mary. Okay.
Mary?
Yeah.
Olivia Munn, really?
Mary Olivia Mary. Munn, yep, definitely. Megan Fox, fuck. Right? And kill Olivia Wilde.
Really?
Totally against you on this.
Why?
I would kill Megan Fox.
I would kill Megan Fox.
Right off the bat.
Really?
Yeah. Right off the bat. Why? Slice that head right clean.
Yeah.
Why?
Because she's like
Megan Fox.
Yeah.
I don't care if she's a fucking asshole. That doesn't have any sway.
Well, what's your hate you know, towards is, Olivia Wilde, then?
Zach has an interesting point here, though.
I don't care if she's an asshole.
Yeah, what does it matter that
she's hot as fuck.
Yeah.
So I don't care.
But she's not hotter than her, because she's pretty...
She's hotter than Olivia Wilde. So
no.
Megan Fox is.
No.
Nope.
No.
Yep.
Nope.
She is.
I'm sorry.
Nope.
I'm against you on that.
Sorry.
I forgot who we were dealing with.
I don't even think Olivia Munn is hotter than Olivia Wilde, though,
is why I would marry Olivia Munn. Seems like
well,
she's not only hot, but she's a smart person.
How do you know that, though?
Because they'll follow on Twitter and read her tweets and things. Yeah, I mean, she's not a dumb dumb.
Tweeting for her.
Yeah, maybe
she's she's not that type of person to have somebody tweeting for her.
How do we know?
Really? Maybe she is, but she's not a dumb dumb. I've watched her for the past 10 years on G4 and shit, you know what I'm saying? She really is a nerd.
She might not know all that.
She really is a nerd who plays video games and keeps up to date with fucking technology and talks to Chris Hardwick and things, you know what I'm saying?
She's topless in Magic Mike.
Oh, yeah. That pissed him off when we watched Magic Mike, the opening scenes, and he was like, that's Olivia Munn, I don't like her anymore.
You didn't tell me you watched Magic Mike. She also had.
Yes, I did. We did a podcast on how I watched Magic Mike. Okay. Yeah, we saw Cox. I talked about Cox.
She was also a new girl.
For like 10 minutes.
That's right, she was. Yeah. Olivia
Munn and Mary. I'm sorry. Olivia Munn and Mary.
She was in the movie Baby Makers.
Olivia Munn's an easy shoe and Mary. I'm sorry.
Okay.
It is. Okay. You don't think?
Okay.
You don't think?
Hey, that's.
There was a time I might have agreed with you on that, but no, I don't know. You know, I might have to agree with you on that
one. Yeah, you're not going to marry Megan Fox.
No.
She's a slutbag.
I don't know if I'd want to marry Olivia Wilde either.
Exactly.
That's he went from fuck yeah, she's hot, so she's a slutbag.
She's a slutbag. But
the kill and marry, I still disagree with you on that. I mean, the kill and fuck. Olivia Wilde would have to be the fuck in. Megan Fox to kill by default.
You think so?
Yeah.
Really?
I'm with you on that.
Mm-hmm. You think Olivia Wilde's hotter than Megan Fox?
Oh, God, yes.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, she's a rail. She's skinny as shit, but she is smoking, man.
Yeah, but so is Megan Fox, and she's got breast implants and facial work.
I don't know. I think
you don't even know what she really looks like.
That's a good point, it's true. Yeah. That's a damn good point.
That's true.
But we're going based off what we do know, and that's how she looks in the movies.
Yeah.
So. But I think she has a little more form than Olivia Wilde does. But
Olivia Wilde's kind of
old. I mean,
she's kind of old.
Overall,
she's kind of old and gross.
How old is she?
Probably like 20.
Terrible. All right, so it's Chrissy's turn.
Okay, Chrissy's turn. Let's go. Yeah. Yeah, it's your turn again.
All right, Josh Duhamel. Duhamel.
You listening?
I'm hearing.
You love him. Gerard Butler.
She's younger than us. She was born in 84.
Holy shit. Wow. Really?
What, 28?
Olivia Wilde?
She looks old as fuck.
She does.
Okay, so Josh Duhamel.
Okay.
Gerard Butler.
Mm-hmm.
Or.
Somebody should really. Kid's name.
Christ, Megan Fox was born in 86. God. And she's married to that old dude, Brian Austin Green. That's gross.
Oh, gross. And he's like 50.
Yeah.
They have a baby.
He's old and gross. What? He was in a soap opera when she was still in diapers.
Yeah.
Gross.
What's that? The guy that was in Star Trek.
What?
The new Star Trek.
I know who you're talking about.
And he was also in...
Zachary Quinto.
Not him.
Spock.
Not Spock, the other guy.
Your lady's the oldest, Olivia Munn. She was born in 80.
That's cool. Yeah, I like older women. That's why I married you, because you're older than me.
Chris Pine. Christy's like constantly 5 minutes behind us in this podcast. Have you noticed that?
What you mean?
She's like 5 minutes behind us in this
shit.
Podcast.
Oh, yeah.
I have to get the information. He's like talking. I'm like looking it up.
And I'm looking
at it. I found it. We've moved on,
Christy. And I'm looking at a giant picture of Olivia Wilde. Look, like, I'm looking at a picture of her.
Yeah, he still hasn't moved on.
Dropped out of her hand with her butt stuck.
From the woman he wanted to kill.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, that's a good one right there.
I'm sitting here looking at this while she's looking up real information. yeah. So she got a tattoo on her ass cheek.
Yeah. So we've got Josh Duhamel, Chris Pine. Who was the other one?
Gerard Butler.
Those are your three, Christy.
Did you know who Chris Pine is, Christy?
Yeah, I looked him up. He's right here.
Okay, it's got like Kirk. James C. Kirk. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Great. So we'll marry Gerard.
Yeah.
Fuck Chris choice. Pine and kill Josh Duhamel.
Really?
Because he's married to Fergie.
He's got bad taste. Fergie's an ugly bitch.
She really kind of is.
Fergie is a nasty, ugly bitch. I tell her that all the time.
Yeah,
I'm like, okay, yeah, she's got a great body, but look at that fucking skank bedagger's face.
Hey, so she's knocked up.
She pisses her pants.
Yeah.
See the one with her pants?
It was just sweat, but still.
Yeah.
Still, it don't matter.
Once that image is out there.
Yeah.
Fucking gross.
You're just like,
yeah. You're pretty much screwed on that one.
Yeah.
Oh, he's married to Fergie Pee Pants. I'm going to just leave that to him and we'll just, you know, move on.
So, Jamie, your turn.
Well, I've got some.
Your turn, Jamie.
You got some for me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
With your giant phone.
I don't have any for you yet, so. No.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, give some to him that'll make you mad when he answers them.
No, these won't make me mad, but.
I have a really long celebrities list. Yeah. Do you guys have a list of celebrities you're allowed to fuck if you're ever in the opportunity?
Not really. I just always like, would you fuck him for $1 million? You know, like we do that.
But
I mean,
it's
just
like.
But you say hot people?
Hot people.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Really? For. That's not really. Would you fuck this hot person for $1 million? That's like win-win.
I know. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Like, would you fuck him?
Yeah. You just have a celebrity list. You just figure out. You know, you get your list of 5 to 10 people. She gets her list of 5 to 10 people. Yeah, but that whole $1 million thing, that's got to be for nasty people. Like, would you fuck Roseanne Barr for $1 million?
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, sure. There's not many people I wouldn't fuck for $1 million.
That's a good point, yeah.
There's not many people at all.
Yeah.
But, I mean, even if I had the chance to fuck some celebrity, I still wouldn't do it. Yeah. I mean, it's like, you know. I wouldn't. I mean, I'm married, and I don't think I would. Like, if some celebrity was like, hey, fuck.
You're just saying that because your wife is sitting there.
No, I'm not saying that.
Fuck Mary Kill. Fuck Mary Kill.
No, I'm not. I'm really
Shut
not.
Up.
I mean,
it's her turn.
I'm kind of at the point in my life where.
All right. Okay.
No, it's not.
I don't know.
But I've got 3 for you.
Oh, okay. Never mind. That messes me up.
She can leave, and I'll tell you the same thing, you know?
Well, I'll go first. Oh, okay. I'll go.
I'm kind of past the whole thing.
You're 3.
No, she's got 3 for me.
Shit.
You know what I'm saying, though?
So.
Go ahead.
Sorry.
Okay.
She's holding the green leprechaun. Give it back to her. She's in the spotlight now.
These are fine for you, too, so whatever.
Okay.
We'll just keep it going.
Okay. What are we doing?
Mary Fuck Kill.
Oh,
Kill Muck Fairy. Muck Fairy.
Kill Fuck Mary. Kill Muck Fairy. Who's Muck Fairy? I'll kill him now. Yes.
Oh, she was in Tron.
Olivia Wilde?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Wow. And you said I'm 5 minutes ago.
Where's that pen?
I don't think you'll need one.
Okay.
Oh, ready? Sorry. Here. In case you need it.
Thank you.
Zoe Saldana.
Who's that?
Okay.
Seriously?
Mila Kunis.
Look her up. You can get Halle Berry.
Zoe what?
Zoe.
So Zoe...
Zoe, Mila,
just E,
Z O E,
Hallie. No, darling,
I know how
go
to
back.
Oh, you're telling him.
Z O E.
Oh gosh, I don't know. I really don't want to kill any of them.
There it is, first one.
You got to.
I like all 3 of them.
That's good job.
You know what? I'm just gonna go ahead right off the bat here.
You want to kill?
You stop that.
You want to kill Zoe?
You stop that.
It's not your turn.
You stop that. Stop. Hallie. I'm about to kill Hallie. I hate to do it. I hate.
Hallie Berry?
I absolutely hate to kill Hallie.
Hallie Berry?
Anyone else named Hallie?
I have to do it, but
maybe.
But she is the oldest one out of
the She's old, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So
old.
I'm going to have to let her go. Yeah. Mary? I'm going to have to say Mila, because, I mean, that's not a bad face to look at every day.
No.
Zoe? Fuck, yeah.
Cool. That's a bad face to look at every day.
Zoe, yeah, but... I like Zoe. I think
fuck it. What a bad face to look at every day.
I think it is a hard face. It is kind of a hard, angular face, but
yeah.
But she's pretty hot though. She's like a new Halle Berry for me, kinda.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's my answer. Kill.
Okay.
Yeah. Fuck Zoe. Marry Mila. Kill Halle.
Could you listen to Mila's voice though every day?
I don't think. Yeah. I could.
It's a pretty annoying fucking voice.
Yeah. I don't think it's annoying.
It is annoying.
Well, I mean, if I'm not looking at her, yeah, it might annoy me, but I'll just look at her face and be like, oh, yeah. Okay. No, it probably wouldn't be like that.
Her face and her weird, creepy, toothpick body.
Yeah, it is really not.
Okay, I think
it's a tiny person. She's like 5'2".
Yeah.
And like 72 pounds.
Yeah. You ready?
She's kind of creepy. Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready. Go ahead. Do it.
Snooki?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. J-Wow.
Uh-huh.
And Lady Gaga.
Shit.
Oh, God.
Oh, fuck. I definitely kill Snooki. Fuck Lady Gaga and marry J-Wow.
Do that, but get AIDS first.
Get AIDS. Definitely.
Then fuck Lady Gaga.
Definitely, yeah.
And then marry the other chick.
Yeah.
And fuck her, too.
Shoot a giant AIDS load in.
That's right. Yeah, yes.
Yep. You got it. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. That's the only way you can deal with this.
That's a tough one, but I would in no way want to be married to Lady Gaga. And I'd definitely kill Snooki. I would kill Snooki right now just for fun.
Ego, so it's like, yeah. Would you be married to a woman today or a man? What's going on?
Yeah. And I would J-Wow seems like the most stable of everybody, but she's fucking ruined her face and stuff. Have y'all seen her since then?
No.
She's fucked up her face. Like, had Michael Jackson surgery on her face.
I don't follow these people.
Maybe you should.
It's interesting.
This is the Bobcast now, by the way. Remember the Bobcast.
Yeah, this is the Bobcast.
We're going on the Jersey Shore. We're going on the Jersey Shore. Okay. What are you looking at?
It could actually be, because we've been going almost an hour now.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Golly.
It's smoke break time, anyway.
It's smoke break time.
Well, I think it's about time to wrap up altogether.
It's fine.
I think, well, Jamie and Christy should still have a turn, because it's uneven so far.
Is it?
Okay, yeah. We can make it quick, then.
Yeah. You and I have had more rounds than this.
Have we?
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
All right, think quick. Think on your turn.
Yeah, we need.
We'll throw in a girl for Christy.
Why do you keep doing that?
Because we're dudes.
Yeah, because we're guys.
Because I've had girls.
Because we're guys. We like to fantasize about
your wedding girl. Careful with your wording. Have you had girls? I've had girls. You hear?
Yeah.
Use your head.
CPR.
Okay.
So.
We're going to go with, for Christy, we're going to go with Donald Trump.
Really?
Yeah. We're going to go with Donald Trump. Let's throw a Dr. Phil in there.
Oh,
how about a Dr. Phil?
Oh. Yeah.
And then, got to do a chick. Got to have a chick in there. Rachel Ray.
Oh, well, that's easy.
Okay, so I'm going to kill Dr. Phil.
Okay.
Because he would just irritate the fuck out of me. I would fuck Rachel Ray, but marry Donald Trump, because that man's loaded.
Yeah.
Yeah,
put up a line.
Good one. Good job. That's a good one. Yeah.
Everything around you is way gold, but
yeah. Good way. Good way.
I can marry Rachel Ray, and she'd cook me a lot of great food, maybe, but you know what?
She's loaded, too, though.
Yeah,
she's
but Donald Trump is, like, up there in, like, four.
That is a completely different level.
He can hire Rachel Ray for me, and then he can fuck on the side.
You're right. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right.
Rachel Ray is like impoverished compared to Donald Trump.
That's true.
Exactly.
Yeah.
She's poor.
That's true.
Yeah.
Even though he's a fucking idiot, but still.
So that really was pretty much an easy one.
Yeah. Because Dr. Phil, either I would have to kill him or he'd make me want to kill myself. So,
Didn't him and his wife split up? And he's like the biggest talking about marriage and getting along and this and that.
He's not even really a doctor. Why do we call him Dr. Phil?
Exactly.
Is he Dr. not?
Because we're American and we're all a bunch of fucking morons.
But he's not a doctor.
No, he is not.
Really?
No, he's not. He does not have any.
It's like most people around here that are reverends, but they're like,
yeah, Reverend Doctor. And they go, Reverend Doctor. Yeah.
Like, you're
yeah.
not really a doctor.
I didn't know he wasn't a doctor at all. I mean, I've heard that, but I didn't know if that was just hearsay or.
Yeah. All right. Here's Jamie's final fuck, marry, kill.
Yep.
Zooey Deschanel.
Oh.
Ooh.
I'd fuck her.
Right? Emily Deschanel. Is that her name?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Who's that?
Her sister.
Bones.
Oh, that's her sister?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah. Carrie Russell.
Carrie Russell.
Okay, I'd kill her.
That was easy. Yeah.
Kill Carrie.
So easy.
Yeah, definitely.
Fuck Emily and marry Zooey.
It's good choices.
Yeah.
It's good choices.
It's pretty good.
It was not an easy one. God damn it.
It was an easy one.
I'm
for us.
Yeah, I'm making them too easy for you guys.
I thought it was going to be Katy Perry. She looks similar to us.
Yeah, they do look
I thought they were the same
Katie
person.
Katie and Zooey, they do look alike. Yeah, they do look a lot alike.
Oh, but they're just trying to pull one over on people. She's really Katy Perry.
Yeah. They do.
Until you put their pictures side by side and they're not
the same.
No, not at all. Zooey's got them crazy eyeballs.
But they dress like pretty much the same.
Yeah,
like teases,
pretty
Uber teases.
I think Zooey's just overhyped. You know, like I don't think she's as funny and great as Everybody makes Round to be.
Oh, I think she's pretty funny.
She is funny, but I mean,
who's making her out to be so much? So.
Yeah.
I don't know, like New Girl. I mean, I watched a little bit of it with you, you know? Uh-huh.
Where's the hype, though? The first season of New Girl was fucking hilarious.
Yeah. It was so much funny. Better. Yeah.
Now it's funny. More on Zoe and Nick.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it kind of lost where it was going, mm-hmm. but I guess they've got to take a direction, and that was.
Yeah, wasn't she in like number 23 or whatever with Jim Carrey? Wasn't that her?
No,
that was Yes Man.
Yes Man. Yes Man, that's yeah. right. Yes mm-hmm. Man, yeah.
Number 23, what was that?
That was, remember? Number 23.
Jim
that
Carrey?
Was,
yeah, Jim Carrey thought everything went back to number 23.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That
yeah.
was a good fucking movie.
Yeah, it was a good movie.
When we first got back together, we watched that movie, remember?
Yeah.
We locked my keys in my Jeep.
And yeah.
We laid around and we were hungover as fuck and watched that movie. Yeah.
That was a funny night.
Yeah, that was a funny night. I was like, hey, person I haven't seen in 10 years. Let's go out and get drunk and drive around drunk and lock my keys in my Jeep.
Wait, but the best part of it was that we locked his keys in the Jeep with the light on, or his headlights were on. But, of course.
And we were just like, fuck it.
Yeah, we just left it. But come on, it was, you could peel the windows off. It's not like it was a hard top. It was Velcroed.
Yeah, you just unzip
the windows. And for some reason, our drunk minds could not, you know, think enough to be like, we could just pull up the Velcro and get into your Jeep. You know, my dad the next day was like, why didn't y'all just pull it up?
Obviously.
We were drunk. That fucked up that we did not think about Velcro.
All right, so we got to put an end to this thing.
Yeah.
Is that what
that was fun, though, huh? Do I?
That was, yeah.
Yeah.
What'd you say, Zach?
So is that what we have to do?
Yes. Okay. Yes, we do. It's getting late.
It's about that time.
Yeah, we got to get
there. And I'm sure we're losing people that want to listen. They're like, I'm bored. You know.
Yeah. They're done with fuck, marry, kill. I'm not listening to you.
Exactly.
Well,
listen to this. Okay, so Jesse Ventura.
We're done, Zach.
Okay, sorry.
Well, thanks for listening to the Holocast and Quiet Tom.
That's right. We don't need to thank them for listening to the Holocast because that'll be on that episode. But
so thanks for listening.
Yeah, but
thanks for listening.
But
just all in all,
you can go to Quiet Tom. No, that's wrong.
Thanks for
go to Audible. Shut up, Zach.
Top hat. He's a top hat.
Go to audibletrial.com/quiet time and get your free Audible trial there. Because then we don't have to give any of that money to Zach.
That's right.
Yeah,
yeah.
That goes to little Jameson.
Yep.
Don't do that. I'm gonna use my baby, bitches.
That's right. Yeah, we got a baby. We need to support. Help us with that.
A lot of apples.
Get your free book from Audible. Audible. Yeah.
Edible arrangements. Send us some fruit. Jamie and I like it.
This is
edible arrangements. Jesus Christ.
We might be able to get hooked up with them. You want me to try?
Yes, please.
It would work. Just like two fucking chocolate covered strawberries are $70.
Right?
Holy shit, they're good then.
Yeah, they are good. They are good.
They grow their own strawberries. That's why
they are good. She screams at me anytime I send them to her.
I'm always like, please send more. You can get a box of 20 for
them. No, you're like, you fucking asshole. We spend so much money on fucking chocolate covered strawberries.
I'll send him a picture and be like, this is the one I want. And then he ends up sending me like a glass mug with some shit sticking out of it. And I'm like, what is this? This is not what I wanted.
What an asshole. It's the thought that counts.
Exactly. I should be happy.
That counts. Yeah. At least I'm thinking about my wife.
I'm
right?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my God.
Anyway, wrap up.
Wrap up. Good night, fucker.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye.